making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
One oh and popped him off. That should do it. Brock Holt going out, coming on Jackie Bradley. Jackie's there, and it's a complete game for David Price, a rarity in baseball today. The Red Sox knock off the Baltimore Orioles by a final score of 6-2 and take game one to this four-game series.
Who win it now?
Friday on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Zoe.
Good morning. Thank God it's Friday.
Everything from the week, including a special guest along the way at noontime today.
What?
Someone is going to make his return to this show after an absence. Zoe, you don't even know? Do you really not know? How does he not know?
He knows. He's just tired.
What are you talking about?
Will you wake yourself up a little bit?
I'm fine.
Section 10 will be in the building
at
noontime today.
Right. That's right.
My God.
See, I
wake up.
No, I knew we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, okay.
In the hallway.
We're glad it stuck with you. All right.
I thought it was like a big surprise.
I said someone's going to make their return to the show.
I know.
It wasn't like I was teasing David Price coming on the show today.
Well, I did a lot of self-scouting on the way in today.
Self-scouting?
I did.
For what?
Yeah, sometimes it's really hard to hear yourself. Like, I don't like watching any videos of myself. I don't like hearing replays in my ears of myself, whether in the radio or in your headphones. So I'm driving in, and I look down, there's a little tweet. Hey, here it is from the show at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Scott Zolak messes with the callers.
Yes.
So I said, So I click on that. Like a little podcast, my own little podcast. So I went back and listened to it. And today I am going to be delightful and very nice to callers. Because I don't want people to get the impression that I am messing with them.
No, but you can't go overboard the other way. Just act normal.
Right. I'm just going to be normal.
Don't go overboard being overly gracious and overly nice.
I'm not going to be sneaky dicky today to callers. And that's what I'd say. Hey, how am I going to make myself better today? And that's how I will bring myself to work to this great company and sit here for 4 hours and make myself a better co-host today.
All right.
I like that.
All right. Turn it over to Lee. All right. There you go.
What's your opening thought?
Mine is on the Red Sox and David Price last night.
Big
one
win,
strike away. One strike. Are you are chirping already? What is your issue?
Yeah, he's not going to do it to the caller. He's going to do it to us.
Now, sneaky.
He's going to be sneaky to us instead of the caller.
What, it was a bad win, Zoe? What was it?
It wasn't good.
It doesn't count? Tell me your reasons why that doesn't count and why
I love seeing the home runs.
Another J.D. Martinez home run means nothing.
Home runs are fun.
Right out of the gate, by the way. First thing, this guy likes to hit him early. Get you up on the board.
Thank you, Nesson. No Johnny Gomes last night. Eck was back.
That's your thought on the game? That Eck was back?
No. Well, he was.
He was back.
I mean,
factual.
I'm not going to sit here and applaud and say, boy, way to go, David Price. Hey, nice job, David, doing your job.
How about this?
What?
Way to go, David Price. I mean, I know you're facing the Orioles, but yeah. The guy went out there and pitched nine innings. And if we're going to kill him for his numb and stingy and for his partial allergy-induced blindness and everything else, you're not going to give him credit for pitching as well as he pitched last night?
I'm going to give him all the credit in the world for last night's start and say that he did a great job and had a great night. And on top of it, it proves that he is absolutely insane.
Yeah, see, these last two starts make us completely 100% correct last week.
the more
it makes him look worse from what he did last week.
No, not worse.
Not worse. The same.
Crazier.
The same.
And
it confirms what we thought already about him.
The more he
good, I'm on that train.
The more he leans toward crazy or unhinged or unstable and away from just whiny and soft.
Yeah.
The more I like him. Good. Nuts. I can handle nuts. I get. Nuts, I can understand and have a personal
nuts
relationship
you've got experience with.
Yes, the nuts.
Yes.
Whiny? No, there's a no whining policy in my house. Doesn't always work. There's still a lot of whining, but no whining.
I would say the good news here is that what we thought, that he really wasn't all that hurt and really didn't have much that he was dealing with.
There's nothing wrong with him.
It's true. And so if he needed to go in and have a doctor tell him he had a condition, a mild case, as I said, it was better that they gave him a diagnosis.
Yeah.
It's far better that they gave him a diagnosis walking out of that office because in his crazy mind, that's a good thing. Okay, I got it. I'm going to manage it. I'm going to pitch through it. It's going to be all good. And what has he done? He's won two consecutive starts. Now, what does that mean for October or another series with the Yankees that's important? I don't know. My guess is we go right back to where we were going back to last week. But in the meantime, this is a good sign because the Red Sox need the pitching. They need him to go out and mow down the Orioles and mow down all the bad teams they play along the way. You need those wins. You do. You needed a win last night. Things haven't gone great for the team the last week or so.
Yeah.
Or 10 days. Good. Good for you, David.
Your job
Price.
Is to win the games you're supposed
way
to win.
Way to start the series.
One
yeah. Good one. Good job.
Here's the other thing with Price, too. And as this thing keeps going, we're going to... I don't want to say he's in a no-win situation, but he isn't in a win situation. He has to go out and win. That's how he proves that... You know what? Maybe there is something to it. But you're right. It's almost like they tagged him with something, and they handed him a bottle of placebos, and they said, take two of these a day, and you're going to be absolutely fine. He's like, yes! Thank you, Doc.
Feels like a new man.
Yeah.
He feels like a new man. Meanwhile, J.D. Martinez is just awesome. Guy's pretty good.
He's caught Mookie Betts, which is amazing. Remember when it was 13 for Mookie, and J.D. had like three? Eight, not eight, not three. He was eight. And the disparity was five home runs. I was thinking, wow, the leadoff guy's got more power than him, and he's caught him within a week. And credit to him. Not the cooler 2.0, as I tagged him early in the year. It wasn't good early. So I've readjusted that. Not the cooler 2.0. Martinez is pretty good.
So is this today, the day, May 18th?
Oh, I'm not
is
just all in yet. We're going to take the track. We're going to keep track of this thing. I still would love to see him push 40.
It's tracking pretty well for him.
It's tracking really
well. It's tracking
pretty
well. Yeah. I don't think your number was 40 before the year, though.
No, mine wasn't.
I think it was, what, 30, 34, 35?
Before they even signed him, it was like 40 and 50. I saw that written, and then everybody put it at 40. Now it's kind of lowered to mid-30s. Mid-30s is a really good number probably for him. 35, I think, would be a damn good year.
All right, so there's some opening Red Sox thoughts for you today on this Friday. We'll bounce around throughout the day, talk Celtics as well as they get ready for Game 3 tomorrow night in Cleveland. We've got something from Jaylen Brown we will get to, and we'll do that coming up next.
All right.
Joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of news.
Beadle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Talk about LeBron's greatness. I know you respect his greatness, but what about you? It doesn't seem like you ever get discouraged. Like, you would never be a person who would get discouraged by that type of matchup, personally.
And why should I? You know, the stage is set for, you know, all of us to do something spectacular. You know, LeBron's been to the finals 8 straight times. He's a great player, but, you know, we want to win, and we want to be the team that, to be the team that does win, you know, so it gets to the finals, so... You know, we got a bunch of young guys trying to make names for themselves in this league. You know, why not come out and play hard? You know, everybody's saying we're playing with house money anyway. So why not come out, you know, with the energy level that we need and try to do something special?
Jaylen Brown saying that LeBron James, a great player, but the stage is set for the Celtics to do something spectacular. You know, in a way, that comment there is sort of recognition of the fact that the Celtics are overachieving at this point. Is it not? Is it not? Is it not a very mature and realistic comment from a very young player.
It's a player beyond his years. This is what Jaylen Brown is. Feels like he's a 6-7 year player. That he's been through a couple all-star games, you know what I'm saying? Maybe not considered a superstar in this league, but just damn good player. Do you think they're, how to term this? You know, like when teams play New England, like sort of going back to the Super Bowl, like the Lane Johnson comments. And maybe that's kind of the case here, too, where Lane Johnson, I'm so tired of the Patriot way and do it this way, and Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that. Do you think teams get tired of answering questions about Tom Brady when they play him? Because it seems like the Celtics have been through this LeBron thing before, even though they're young and this team's different than other teams in other years, and this isn't the same team from last year. But it seems like they're all on the same page. Like, yeah, LeBron's greatest all player in the world. We know that. We understand that. But even the Stevens stuff from this week. Stevens would normally always refer and defer to the team. Well, they got a good team. This guy does this, this one, that one, this one, the other. Stevens has been heavy LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. You think privately the Celtics are all, we know we got LeBron here, guys, but we got to push it as this is LeBron, 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 LeBron. Give him his credit. Give him everything. Give him his praise. Give him it all because he loves it. And we're going to get these guys because we're going to do this as a team. Even though we're going to say it's LeBron, LeBron, LeBron. It's just, I don't know. There's this whole LeBron thing. It's normally they defer to team.
Okay, but in this one, this isn't kissing LeBron's ass. That's not what this is.
No, but it's like, why shouldn't I be ready? You know? We're playing with house money anyway.
I think this is the first time anyone's downplayed LeBron a little bit.
Yeah, you're up 2-0 now.
Those comments are
coming after you're up 2-0.
It's not what everybody else has been doing.
Probably not saying that when a series is just tipping off. You have control of the series right now. So you could say some of those things. Now we're really playing with house money. We know it.
Maybe some guys need to be all consumed with LeBron for this series.
And that
seems to be pushed.
And maybe that's a directive by Stevens. Because Brad really hasn't done that with us in the past.
Jaylen Brown doesn't need it. Jaylen Brown doesn't eat. You know how it's always, nobody believes in us. Nobody believed in us. You know, Terry Rozier with the bandwagon. Jaylen Brown's like, nope, we're doing pretty well. And
that's a good point, Rozier.
We're not focusing. I'm not focusing too much on LeBron. I'm going out to just focus on playing the game every night, trying to win a game.
Yeah.
And look at where it's going. But there is some sort of recognition there of we're not really supposed to be here, but we are. We are, and we got a chance to do something really big. Chance to do something spectacular, as he put it. I just thought it was a really good comment.
I think it's great. I think Stevens is playing up the LeBron versus Stevens angle and saying, like, they don't think anything of you guys. It's all me. It's all about me versus LeBron. They don't think anything about any of you guys in the locker room. And Belichick used to do that all the time with the Patriots, and I think Stevens is doing it.
Yeah, but I think some players it works and some players it doesn't. I mean, you can't tell me that every single player on the 2001 team was only and wholly motivated by nobody believes in us. There had to be someone in there who was thinking to himself, well, no, they shouldn't believe in us because we're not as good as that team, but we're going to go out and work hard and try and make something big happen. And I think you're going to get two different personalities that approach it from two different ways.
Terry,
you can't tell me that everybody in that room, they won because they were so mad at the world for not believing them. Somebody in there had to have been realistic enough to say, yeah, well, no kidding they don't believe in us, guys. Look at the team on the other side. We're going on the road to Pittsburgh. Mm. We're going into the Super Bowl against the greatest show on turf. Yeah, I get why they don't believe in us, right? It's different ways of going about doing your thing.
But each guy's different. Your point with Rozier is good because you could tell, even by, I'm going to play up the Bledsoe stuff. I'm going to embellish this moment. I'm the new guy. I'm the new guy upon the scene. Hey, and I'm playing well. What I'm going to do is I'm going to use it to my advantage. I'm going to act like I'm
supposed to be here.
Right.
And for some guys, that works.
Where it seems like Tatum and Brown are just, we're there, it's what we do. Where Terry Rozier's, I'm the man. And it works for him. But it's got to work differently for everybody. Every kid, they're all built differently. You can't all act the same way. Al's been the steady guy since he's been here. And through criticism, through no criticism, through playing great, through not maybe playing great, for doing all little things, that guy's the same guy every night. And I think Brown.
I also think
and
it's
Tatum
important for a guy like
more to that.
A guy like Brown to not be fazed by LeBron, and a guy like Tatum to not be fazed by LeBron.
Yeah, it's almost like Rozier needs that flash. And that's a good thing, but that's what gets him going.
I could even see Stevens going to Horford and be like, "Listen, this is the message I'm going to give to the team. I know you're not buying it, but this is the message I'm going to give to the team."
Al, I know you've been around too long to know that this thing, you know, is
But that's
sort
why.
Of BS.
And that's why I said this the other day when Morris was on the bench. He's ready to start talking smack and going nuts, and he's pumping and pointing at guys. And Al grabs him and says something to him in his ear, like whisper, like, yo, chill, we got this. We got two more of these. Don't blow it. You know, it's like they got them all five, six, seven guys hitting on all different cylinders. And it's perfect. And that's Stevens' job to make that go.
I like to think of Brad Stevens and Al Horford as being like the same age, even though they're not.
Look at Al Horford. As
yeah, they're
older
10 years apart.
Kind of the same basketball age.
Yeah,
he's older
yeah they're 10 years apart.
Horford's
they're
not
full.
Older than?
They're full decade apart.
I like Horford to put it, had his college success before Stevens had his college success. So.
That's true. Yep. Yeah, you're right.
Stevens to me is like B-Rob in his business. Like B-Rob comes in, he's got his little lunch bag with him and that. You know, and he's doing this and the other, but yet he's this big-time Celtic writer. I could just see Brad Stevens rolling in and like his mom dropping him off. I'm unbuckling him out of back seat. Hey, son, don't forget your thermos. Enjoy the meatloaf sandwich.
Sneaky Dicky there. Sneaky Dicky shots at B-Rob there. A little bit.
No, but you understand. Young-looking guy, but really does well at their job and maybe underage for the job, even though it works.
617-779-0985. Open phone lines. Troy is in Dorchester. Troy.
How you guys doing today?
Good. You?
What up, Troy?
What's going on, Zoe? What's going on? Hey, Zoe, be you, man. I love it, okay?
Don't I'm just trying. Hey, I'm being nice to everybody today, Troy.
Hey, listen, if you're not nice, just don't be, okay?
Yeah, blame Hardy for it.
Do you. All right, so listen. I've been waiting for this Friday show. I want to get the broom out. I want to get the broom out. I've been waiting to talk about it on Friday. Broom. I don't want to talk about it too early.
He wants to get the broom out, Beal.
Get the broom out. I'm bleeding green here, okay? These guys, what they're doing is phenomenal. You heard what JB said at the end of game two. They come there to play. They don't back down from anybody, and I believe that wholeheartedly. They don't care what numbers you got on your jersey, what the name on the back is, what the name on the front is. They come to play. If you're in front of them, they're there to beat you. That's that.
All right, Troy. Celtics going to wrap it up. They're going to go for a sweep. Anyone buying that? Anyone believing that there's going to be any sort of sweep in this series?
If they win game three, yes. I could see Cleveland completely checking out.
Because
yes,
they quit.
In game four.
So does that leave us with game three as being the most important game left? Is game three more important than any other game? Is this going to determine how the rest of the series goes?
It's hard. It's hard not to.
You're right.
I'm an odd game guy. I like games three and five are the most important ones. Some people are the even game guys.
I'm sort of the even game guy myself.
Game two is a big one, boys.
Yeah.
Game two was a big one. Even Max sat in here yesterday. Goes, whoever won game two is winning the series.
Yeah. I've always been game two is always very, very important in my mind. Very important. I don't know. Maybe game three proves to be that level of importance in this series.
Sneaky good game.
I don't think it's really sneaky. I think they're all important. I don't know if it's sneaky, but it could be. Because will LeBron quit? Will his team? I mean, his team pretty much doesn't even need to quit. It's really all about him. Is he going to shut it down at any point at the end of this series? Is there a chance that happens for him? Does he want to just get the hell out of Cleveland at this point and go elsewhere? Is his mind already focused on that?
No.
Real questions.
No, because I think that, and I think if you're the Celtics and you find a way to take one of these and get it, these are big legacy games for LeBron. I mean, don't get me wrong. LeBron's legacy is cemented. He's like greatest player of all time. But people will judge him in the manner of how it finished when he went back home to Cleveland. If he could go out there again and get another 40 night and you still beat them, and everybody else, he could just sit there and say, look, I don't have the help here. I did what I can for you people. I did. I came back. I'm getting older. I busted my ass. I didn't quit. I'm blocking balls at the end of the game. It's not my fault Korver went ice cold or he didn't want to play him. But again, this is LeBron's team. This is who he picked. This is the coaches that he want. So as much as you could say you don't want to blame LeBron, it'd be okay if he left. People will criticize him and blame him because this is the state of the team that he wanted. This is the team he wanted. Right? He said, play the veterans. We're going with these veterans. Get Tristan Thompson. We're going. We're playing with what we got. It ain't working right now.
All right. There's four teams that are pretty much rumored to be in the mix for LeBron. The 76ers, the Cavaliers. Right? He might stay in Cleveland. He might. And then there's the Lakers.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to have that as their favorite, the Lakers. And the Rockets as well. Rockets are in the Western Conference Finals. So Lakers, Rockets, 76ers, Cavaliers. Those are three of the teams that have been tossed around. Brian Windhorst, ESPN. He's covered LeBron since he was in high school. Windhorst is ruling out or saying not so fast on two of those teams. Process of elimination. Yeah, we'll play that sound for you from Brian Windhorst. Ooh. Coming up next after these headlines with Hardy.
Sports Hub headlines.
Red Sox got the win over the Orioles last night at Fenway Park. Got nine innings from David Price, who then got praise from manager Alex Cora.
It was amazing. He was in both sides of the plate. He didn't use his breaking ball, I think, one pitch to Valencia. He was outstanding. I mean, you saw it. Bad swings, up, down, in, out, change up, cutter, sinkers. That was fun to watch.
6-2 the final last night. Second of the four games that happens tonight. Drew Pomeranz gets the start opposite Alex Cobb. Celtics with another night off. Then it's game three in Cleveland tomorrow night. Stanley Cup playoffs. The Eastern Conference final tied at 2 each after the Lightning beat the Capitals last night 4-2. Golden Knights have a 2-1 series lead over the Jets. They play game four in Las Vegas tonight. I have no idea what my headline sponsor is here, Jim. I blame the new intern. It should have been handed to me on a pillow with a lot of fringe and lace. And because it didn't happen, he's fired. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank, the bank more people count on for their mortgage business and all financial needs. SouthShoreBank.com, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right. Oh, I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. Oh, I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do.
All right, where's LeBron going? Is he checked out of this series? Is he had enough? We're going to find that out in game three. Brian Windhorst on ESPN yesterday. It seems to be ruling out teams for LeBron, which if Brian Windhorst says it, I think you got to pay attention. Here he is.
All right, so we'll get you out of here on this. And your gut, what does it tell you about where LeBron's future is in the immediate future, next year?
Well, I just cannot see him going to the Western Conference. I can't see it. Unless it's just like, I want to be happy and live in Los Angeles. Because if he and Paul George go to the Lakers, unless there's some other move that I can't see and they're competing with the Rockets and Warriors, they may win 47 games and get the fourth seed and then, you know, be out in the second round. And maybe he wants to do that. My gut says he still wants to compete with championships. So he's got to stay east. And when you look east, there's not a lot of options out there. A lot of people default to Philadelphia. But I'm not sure that's a great fit, because what you need with LeBron James is guys who can shoot. Ben Simmons cannot shoot. LeBron's a ball handler. Ben Simmons is a ball handler. Joel Embiid, if LeBron came and played for the Sixers, Joel Embiid would be turned into Chris Bosh, turned into Kevin Love. He would be told to stand in the corner and shoot threes. I'm not so sure that's what Joel Embiid wants. So, and then if you brought LeBron in, you'd lose J.J. Redick, and they're already probably going to lose Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova, or definitely not keep them both. I don't think that's a great fit. I know on paper everybody says, oh, it's wonderful. Now, what I suspect will happen is that a team will make moves to go after LeBron. Maybe that team's Philadelphia. Maybe that team's Cleveland. Maybe they'll flip the eighth pick for a player that really helps them going forward. But I don't see a perfect fit for LeBron. And so that's why I really don't have any idea how this free agency is going to go.
So you ruled out everybody but Cleveland in that. Pretty much. A great fit with the 76ers. Doesn't believe he's going to go out west because the competition is too good. Where's he going to go?
But Knicks. Knicks are out of it, right?
Where's LeBron going
to
go?
I want him to go Philly.
The 76ers thing is a crock, by the way. The reasoning he gave for that.
I want him to go Philly.
If you're a coach worth anything, are you going to go tell Joel Embiid to stand in the corner?
No.
No,
no, you're going to use your talent, you can utilize it
and
best.
Won't that help LeBron late in his career that way?
And is LeBron going to be such a diva to make a guy like that go stand in the corner and shoot threes at his age?
Yes, he will. Yes, he would.
Oh, I disagree with that.
He doesn't care.
I think he'd want the ball over Simmons, but could you imagine trying to defend those two, bringing the ball up, Ben Simmons and LeBron? No, he's not. I know he's not a true one. Come on. But if Simmons's game transforms and he becomes a better scorer, and then you still have Markelle Fultz. Oh, my God. So how are they going to develop him? But they do have some of those sharpshooters. And he says, well, all of a sudden they're gonna defer their out. Meaning Redick and your boy Bellone. Bellini.
Well, I can't keep Redick at 21 million.
I know
a year
that, Jim. But I'm saying those type of sharpshooters with LeBron teams in years past are there. Yeah, you know, whether it was Miller, whether it was Ray, you know, down in Miami, all that stuff, or Cleveland. I'd love to see him go to Philly because I think they got great young talent.
LeBron to Boston.
Oh, God.
Kidding. I'm kidding.
Don't trade Terry Rozier for
it's funny,
LeBron.
You know, people say that people say that will never happen. Like I don't know if there's something like the under the radar bad blood between coming from either side, but people that are tight with the Celtics and people that are tight with LeBron both have said in the past Boston will never happen. This is even before the Kyrie and Gordon Hayward stuff last year. There's something there.
Is that a Fenway Sports Group thing or
I have no idea.
Yeah. You know what?
No idea.
I've heard Winmore say it. I've heard Russillo say it.
Here's a question.
I could see him not going West Coast.
Is Winmore saying that he's not going to the Western Conference? Is that based on something he knows?
Probably.
Does he know something? Probably. Does he hear something?
I bet this is it. The fact that he's been around him his whole career.
And to bring it all
covered
back.
Covered him since he was a kid.
This means that everything you just heard from Jaylen Brown and the Celtics dealing with LeBron, it means it's not going away.
Right. See, but if you've covered the kid forever, you know, and I mean, you've talked to him about other things than just basketball. Like, I grew up in Ohio. I like the East. I like the Northeast. You know, I like playing in Philly. I like playing in New York. I like games in Boston. If I need to get away and get the nice weather,
that's why
he's got a home
in L.A.
I got Miami, but he's got the home in L.A. to visit. It's not saying, hey, I want to live there. I'll go to L.A. to do business. I don't know if he wants to go to L.A. to play. Like sometimes you grow up in a certain area,
but
it's
not about that. It's about
you want to play there, but you want to play there your whole life.
Yeah, I think it's about the competition in the Western Conference.
Yeah, the Golden
State. The Rockets are good. And
yeah,
the Warriors are good.
I'd like to see him stay in the East. I really would. Because I think it's good for us. I think he makes you better.
I think it would be good for the NBA. I bet the NBA wants him to stay in the Eastern Conference.
Why do you want him to go to the Western Conference.
It's where everybody is.
Why is the
That's
Celtic,
where all the players are.
Why is a Celtic fan do you love that you're up 2-0? Because it's on LeBron. You're beating LeBron right now. You're beating the best player in the world. So it makes this series that much better. It's because LeBron's in it.
Let's go to the phones. Melvin is in Boston. Melvin.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hi, Melvin.
Love the show.
Thank you.
You know, Zolak, been a Patriots fan my whole life.
Go Pats.
You know, I've seen you do your thing. You know what I mean? Like, definitely.
Yeah.
But just to stay on point here, I'll get to 2 points. My first point to stay on topic with what you're talking about is that I think LeBron James is a very self-aware man, and I think he knows that he would shift the balance of the NBA by going to the Western Conference, so it seems less likely that way. He just comes off as that kind of person to me.
Correct.
But my original point was that I don't think the Celtics have it in the bag, as was suggested by that last guy who called about a sweep or something like that. I just think LeBron James is a lot more competitive than that. He showed me himself that he was ready to play basketball, even though his team didn't really show up the last game. But something like J.R. Smith being 0-for-7 from the field, scoring no points, won't happen again at home. So I'm thinking that it'll be a lot more competitive on top of Kevin Love having had a very good game against us the last two games.
All right, if you're banking on J.R. Smith, you're cooked.
Well, I've heard that, too.
Oh, banking on J.R. Smith having some scoring. What?
Well, that's been a lot of commentary.
Oh, okay.
We've got a lot of that commentary for 3 days that there's no way Korver's going to shoot that way at home. There's no way J.R. Smith. There's no way Kevin Love's going to respond that way at home. We don't know that.
Kevin Love wasn't bad in game two. LeBron wasn't bad in game two.
Goes to show you that the rest of the team is pretty much really crap around LeBron and Kevin Love.
Forget it offensively. Are you going to guard a Terry Rozier 3 when he has 18 minutes to stand there?
Nah, pack it in. Let him look around.
Maybe look at his feet. Maybe kneel down and tie his shoes and then take the 3? I mean, is that what's going to happen? Is there going to be that little effort at times defensively? Those are the questions I would ask. Forget about how well or poorly guys shot. Dave is in Needham. Hey, Dave.
No, what you do is you put the block on, it's going to be sitting up here.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You put the block on it, put it on a bear.
Absolutely. That's what we say, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, good. I love the show, guys.
Wait, good. Thank you.
You building something up there? What do you got?
What do you got, a little masonry?
I'm building a fence, guys.
All right. What kind of fence? Nice.
Vinyl or
put some sonnet tubes in?
Or we got some cedar. What do we got?
We got some. We do got some cedar here, guys.
Oh, very nice.
Hey, you're replacing that thing in 8 years.
Take up your time. I know you guys are busy. First off, I love Smart. Ever since he's been back, he's an aggressive player. But I want to ask you guys something. When we were in England, we had some days rest. What do you guys think how this is going to turn around for Saturday's game?
London game he's talking about.
What, England?
Oh, I get what he's saying. That layoff hurt everybody. It's interesting. Do you think it benefits one team over the other? 3 days off?
No.
It might benefit LeBron a little bit more because he was trying to do so much himself.
Do we know when the Celtics traveled?
Today. Max said they were leaving today.
Okay, they were leaving today.
Yeah, and they're staying in a really nice hotel that I'm so jealous of.
I like Stevens' comment with us when he said that, you know, we are only playing 8 or 9 players, so it's going to help us too.
Yeah.
The 3 days rest.
Yeah, because went through we played at 6 or 7, you know, one series and, you know, 8:30 rest.
Right.
The
Celtics are probably more in need of the rest. Mm. Don't forget, you've got guys that are still nursing things. I know Jaylen Brown looks good, but he's still got the hamstring that he's probably
getting
work on
wonders.
All the time, right? Oh. 3 days off for him is going to help.
Get a massage.
So think about that. I mean, think about Marcus Smart. Another extra day to rest the hand that he's got the brace on.
Put it in a pressure chamber.
Whatever it is they're doing.
So nice.
Extra time for treatment, extra time for rest. And the Celtics have a very thin roster right now, so it can't hurt. 3 days off can't hurt them. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on the Red Sox, David Price's performance last night. J.D. Martinez to this point. We'll talk about that, talk about LeBron's possible future, where he's going, where he's going to land, and also the Newton Bear is dead.
Oh.
Zoe is very upset about it. We'll get a final thought from him on the Newton Bear next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. You know why we play this song? Something bad happened. Or somebody died, as
death.
He likes to say.
Death.
Yeah, it's a death song.
Yeah.
I'd say the Rolling Stones was even more of our death song on this show.
That's Kings of Leon.
Kind of rotate them.
Yeah, we rotate this and the Stones. Newton Bear is no more.
Told you
so
this the other
would you
day.
Like to share a few words
y'all
on the passing?
It. Yeah. You sit there and you want to read the cushy
Wait,
stories
you called
about
it?
The... I called it.
When did you call this?
When the report was out that when our friend visiting the country said that it was a big bear he did not touch, it was napping. Like they but remember they put the bear down. The police did. They
yes.
tranquilized the bear, but he was already groggy prior to it.
So you think that he what?
I said it then. I said they're telling you that he's sleeping.
He said that bear's gonna be dead.
So they knocked him out, they put his ass in the thing, and they've taken him to that incinerator at Tufts. Next thing you know, bear comes out of Tufts, he's dead. He ain't alive. Broken bones. Oh, he might have got hit by a car. No, probably when he fell out of the tree when he shot him.
Boston Globe dead by Friday.
Boston Globe reports the following: after a brief highway shutdown, a young black bear that turned up in Newton was captured Wednesday night, taken to an animal hospital. This according to the Massachusetts Environmental Police.
Hashtag bear 2.
The bear had injuries that the vets suspected could have been caused by being hit by a car, and the bear had to be euthanized.
That's a Newton thing, too. They did this with Fred with the leaf blowers.
Which would explain, why the bear was
same
hanging
thing.
Around mm-hmm. in the same set of bushes on the side of the road all day, sleeping there. Staying there, not moving much.
And just back up for one moment. Are you saying that the same philosophy that prompts people to ban leaf blowers is the same mindset that caused somebody to purposely hit the bear with their
car?
Yeah,
I think Newton stuck up and they didn't want the bear. They're mad the bear said, you know what, I'm going to settle here.
So somebody
I'm going to hang out on Center Street.
Purposely hit it with their car.
No, I didn't think anybody purposely hit it. I think he was shot, intentionally to harm him.
My question would be, who hit the bear and kept on driving?
Yeah, and where's your car?
What happened to your car?
Because I was told yesterday this 105 bear would kill me. 105-pound bear would kill me. Right? Where I tried to tell you I'd kick the hell out of the bear. They're like, no, that bear would kill you, though. Now all of a sudden the bear gets hit by a car and the car's fine. His car driving around with black hair sticking out of it, blood all over.
You ever hit an animal?
Oh, God, yeah.
I hit a deer once in college. And that was like a small deer, and that did significant damage. Oh. Just hitting a small deer. Yeah.
You ever hit a turkey?
No, can't say I have.
Turkeys do almost as much damage as deers do.
Have you hit one?
I have not, but I've seen cars that have hit turkeys. Sometimes these turkeys start to fly. I don't think turkeys can fly.
God is your witness.
Windshield, taking windshields out, man.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Some lady just got hit. Remember that you and I were looking at the video of the pictures the Mass State Police put out. That woman that hit a turkey right in her windshield. Took her off the road. She ended up hitting a pole.
Yes. I don't know about the pole part.
There's a big turkey problem right now.
Big turkey problem. Yeah. Bear problem, too. Which is not a problem anymore.
Not anymore. When good people in Newton, they'll take care of that.
You're right, Beetle, though. If you hit something that's in the shape, if it's at nighttime especially, in the shape of a bear that's 105 pounds, how do you know you didn't hit a human?
I'd be worried that I hit a person.
Exactly.
Never mind the bear.
That's why stop and see, right?
No, that's why they kept going, because they said, oh, crap. Some kid ran out in front of my car, and I got to keep running because I don't want to get...
Well, I think the bear would be down on all fours. Why would you think it's a person? He's not standing up trying to get into the honeypot.
Oh, now all of a sudden bears can't stand
up? That's a good point, actually. I just assumed standing up. Right.
You assume that the bear is walking around on its two hind feet. That's
very stupid of me, but yes, I did assume that.
Hey, boo-boo, let's head on over to Bob's Pub. I hear they got the honey-flavored wings.
No.
Hey, boo-boo, there are Whole Foods nearby. They've got a great picnic basket special going on in the month of May.
No.
Why do they assume it got hit by a car, though? It was up in a tree.
No. Zoe assumes somebody in the town of Newton shot it. That's what he said.
Well, no, but the police...
Don't let that escape your attention.
The animal hospital, right, said that they thought it got hit by a car. Couldn't it have just fallen out of the tree?
It could have. That's... a fair question, too. But they were watching it in the tree.
Now Zoe's watching chimpanzee and gorilla.
No, these are silverback gorillas walking completely upright.
Okay.
My question will remain on the Newton bear. Where did the Newton bear come from, and where's the rest of the Newton bear's family?
Has the family been notified?
I would hope so.
Probably pissed off right now.
Did the Globe follow proper protocol by... allowing a notification of next of kin before printing the story about the bear's death?
Fair question.
Or put in the incinerator at Tufts that Zoe spoke of moments ago, like he had like first-hand knowledge of it?
There's an incinerator there?
That's where you put the dogs down. We've had to put one down.
There. At Tufts?
Wait, you put them down by putting them in the incinerator? I think they put them down before they go in the incinerator.
No, I know that, yes. But that sucker, we're going to dispose of
that's how you put him down. Put him in the incinerator. What?
They barely knew him, and they said we're going to dispose of him.
Barely knew him. He cracks himself up. Let's go to Franz in Dedham. You ever seen a bear in Dedham?
What's going on, guys?
Okay, right. Never mind.
What's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hi.
Okay, your call sucks. Let's go
What's
to
up,
somebody
man?
Else. Oh. This one doesn't have a name. The intern, what's the
what's
name
up?
On this one?
No, I feel
Rockets
bad.
Upset? Question mark. Who's
Rocket?
This? Who are we talking about?
Hi, Rockets.
Tom. It's Tom.
Tom, how are you?
I was hoping your name was Rocket, like Don Cheadle in the movie
Colors.
We
have a moron interning for us.
No name.
I called the contest line by accident, and he told me to call back and forgot to put my name down.
Unbelievable. He's missed.
He's over for 2
bad
today.
Day. Bad
he's
hour.
Had a terrible day.
He's really got to go out and get us smoothies to make up.
Jim, send him out.
The Rockets question mark thing is, and I'm not, I'll qualify this, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I've been watching the playoffs. If the Rockets can somehow get by Golden State, can you see the Celtics beating them?
I wouldn't choose them. I wouldn't pick them, but I think they'd have a better shot. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
You wouldn't choose the Celtics to go up against the Rockets as opposed to Golden State?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't choose the Celtics. I wouldn't predict them to win, but I would say it's better to play them than Golden State.
I actually drive for Coca-Cola, and I've hit a turkey with my truck.
Bad damage, right?
Through the windshield or through the grill? Where did it end up?
It was on the side of 395. I was driving into Connecticut, and it heard the truck because the truck was loud, and it flew right into the side of the trailer.
Why would it do that?
It just started running. It started running, flying, and went right into the side of the truck.
Suicide turkey.
Yeah, runaway turkey. Yeah.
Suicidal turkey. Why the hell would the turkey do that?
They're dumb. Big, dumb birds.
Big, dumb bird. Big, dumb. You seen these turkeys out on the golf courses now that give people all Everyone. Kinds of issues?
I don't understand why they start peacocking and crap. Like, the ones with the big, they pick the chest out and full feather.
I tell you what.
And they're like, I'm not moving.
Coca-Cola does not pair with turkey. That is a Mountain Dew pairing. You know, I pair my sodas.
I go to Sierra Mist.
What do you pair with a steak?
That's Coke.
That's a Coke.
It's yeah. kind of. It's almost like a red wine wine.
Oh,
you can
okay,
draw okay. the distinction.
I can understand it.
Yeah.
Mountain Dew.
What about iced tea?
So poultry, you see.
Iced tea with anything.
Like a salad?
Oh, iced tea with anything.
What about lemonade?
No. No. My child.
What are you, four?
Drinking lemonade.
Pork chops.
Mountain Dew.
Root beer.
Swordfish.
Ooh, that's Sierra Mist.
That's water or iced tea. I mean, we're going to...
Well, no, I just want to know the range here. It seems to me that the white meats
Give me some ethnic choices.
Burrito.
Hulupki.
Mountain Dew.
A hulupki, stuffed cabbage.
Coke.
I'd go milk.
All right.
Saugus wings.
Water.
Excellent.
Well,
salt intake.
Now water. You get into the issue of... What is normally served at the restaurant where you're having it?
Well, think about you licking your fingers from the tackiness.
Okay, now Saugus wings with a side of lo mein.
Okay, now like Saugus wings at the
gallon of water.
Now, because you know,
crab rangoon. I don't know. What do you want?
The Wong father is my sugar daddy.
Yeah,
when I go up to the Kowloon and I ask for a Mountain Dew, I don't know where they get it, but they bring me a 20-ounce bottle like the classy places do. Like when you order a Coke at a nice steakhouse, they'll bring you a glass bottle of Coke.
Yes. Small glass bottle.
I don't know. I don't know if they've got Mountain Dew on the gun back there,
but
I get my own bottle, so I will go Mountain Dew. But for the rest of the people, you might be forced into a Coca-Cola choice in the restaurants.
But for the rest of the people, it's automatically Scorpion Bowl, right?
Probably.
What sounds good in there, intern? You know what? 617-779-0985. If you want to talk to the world's worst intern ever, just give him a call and say, hey, what's up, man?
That is how you do it. 90 seconds, no commercials. Here's Hardy.